This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning Labor Day special edition show. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite, on this Labor Day, and we are live. A special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, that would be the UndergroundUSA.com website and podcast. You've got Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
What do you think? What do you think? All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, bye, guys. Here we go. All right, let's say the pledge and get ready. You're rolling?
You got it.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the caller on the line, Frank, we've got this horrible situation going on in northern Afghanistan, 260 miles north of Kabul. According to Texas Representative Mike McCall, the Taliban has been holding some Americans and some people with SIV cards at the Mazar-i-Sharif International Airport for several days now. And one of the groups is a group called Ascend, which apparently has between 600 and 1,200 people, mostly young ladies that are taught leadership through athletics, that are stranded there right now.
Yeah, this is a very, very bad situation. We already know that in fundamentalist Islam, and that's what most of these Taliban people are, if not all,
yep,
that they don't have a lot of value on female life, whether it's people from Afghanistan and Afghanis, or whether it's Americans, regardless of where they're from. They don't see women as worth.
Yep.
So if they're holding them now, they're holding them as leverage chips,
mm-hmm,
and that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Billings, Montana. How are you?
How you doing there, Montana? Doing good. How's everything up
good
there in the mountains?
Good. I got a quick question. How long have you been on the air? I just heard about you tonight.
21 years.
How long has the show been on?
21 years.
Oh, okay.
So welcome to the family.
Yeah, so I want to talk about three things, if I can.
Go ahead.
First of all, did you listen to the interview? I was on justthenews.com, and they linked to an interview on The Voice of America, where they interviewed somebody that's been in Afghanistan. She's 25 years old, and she was getting ready to leave when the Taliban invaded Afghanistan, and then she couldn't go, and I guess she was told by the U.S. State Department to meet in the middle of the road the next few days after the invasion, and she waved a ticket around, and people were knocking on the gate. I guess people were literally about 15 feet away from the gate. I don't know how far she was, and she's still waiting to get out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard about that and many more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not buying this. What did they say? 100 Americans are still.
No, we know, sir, that it's in the thousands right now. And the reason we know that is because sitting up there at that airport I just told you about, there's 1,600 people on the ground.
Yeah, are those 1,600 all Americans though? Or are they from different countries?
They're Americans, and they're American contractors that work in the United States, live in the United States, and have been working in Afghanistan. Some of them may be from another country, but they live in the United States. They're dual citizens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think the State Department keeps throwing the number of 100 out. Well, that's obviously not true.
No, it's not. Mostly. So what else do you have?
I want to talk about Ivy Medgrum.
Yeah.
I heard your guest, Denise, that be careful with it. Well, I also want to talk about protocol. I guess I don't trust these.
All right, well, you got a minute, so you got to make it quick.
Okay. I just know that the hospitals are so busy doing protocol,
uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if they're giving the folks the right treatment based on people I know that have gone to the hospital. And mm-hmm. They happen to be a little bit ahead of their position and fight hard to get what they get.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ivermectin and special vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know somebody that's taken ivermectin, and they've been taking it for a while as a precaution, and they've had no trouble getting it and getting it prescribed to them.
Is that person with the frontline doctors, though? How are they getting it from the frontline doctors? Where are they getting it?
I don't know where. It's coming out of Florida somewhere. Don't know where it's coming from. But, of course, you remember, you can go to a veterinarian and get that.
Yes, you can. You just have to realize that you've got to perform mm-hmm. You've got to calculate how many grams you need based on your weight. That's the problem. People don't know that.
Yep. Okay, well, sir, I got to let you go because we're coming up on a hard break. I appreciate the call and keep listening to us up there in Montana. Tell your friends and say hello to Major General Paul Valley when you see him.
All right.
He lives up there. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, Frank, hold that thought, and Frank and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to hold Frank over for another segment if he'll let me do it. I'll get to that in a minute because we've got so much to talk about right now. It's not funny.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and we're doing it all around the country and all around the world, too. Many foreign countries are tuned into us tonight, and that's a good thing. And by the way, don't forget, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends up at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's got locations all around the place, and don't forget that when you go to Moss Nissan, if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa are where they're located, and they got a brand new dealership coming up there north of town. I'm not going to tell you where yet, but I'm going to, because I'm going to be there for the grand opening. When that happens, I'll let y'all know all about it. Just check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And today, folks, noon to 3, stop on by Newport Richey. Come and see me. I'll have those $500 coupons to save $500. You check out the brand new 2022 Pathfinder and the Frontier. Totally redesigned, inside and out. And you're going to love what you see. Remember, I got those $500 coupons. I'll be up there today, noon to 3, Moss Nissan, US 19, and State Route 54 in Newport Richey. And I look forward to seeing many of you that are there, especially the people that live up there in the northern part of the listening area. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, sir, again.
Mr. Captain.
And thanks for sticking around, agreeing to stick around for an extra shot there.
Yeah, absolutely.
now, because we've got plenty to talk about. Now, I want to mention the anti-Taliban forces are saying that they've captured hundreds of Taliban amid the conflicting reports coming out between them and the Taliban. The Taliban attack on the Northern Alliance stronghold reportedly was repelled, which is how they captured hundreds of Taliban. I don't know how true that is, but then again, here we go.
Yeah, you've got to take everything with a grain of salt until it's triple verified coming out of Afghanistan now, especially between the Northern Alliance and the Taliban, because they're both going to be giving out disinformation to win the propaganda war up there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Taliban does take or dismantle or disrupt the Northern Alliance, it's not going away. It's been around for too long. They'll splinter and they will rehomogenize somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and they will come back. This has been an age-old war. So I kind of caution everybody not to weigh heavy one way or the other on the stories now coming out of northern Afghanistan, because we really don't know the definitive answer.
Right. And something that did happen today, the Kabul airport officially reopened for intra-Afghanistan flights. Ariana Airlines flew in, and their first flight was going to be to Kandahar from Kabul.
Yeah, and that's to give the Taliban bragging rights that they've opened up the airports in Afghanistan. Another propaganda move to say that they're starting to normalize the situation in Kabul. It's still very fluid and very chaotic over there. So as much as they want to represent themselves as being in control and everything's starting to get back to normal, and now that the aggressor U.S. and Western forces have left, they're back to normal, that's a very disingenuous narrative that's being floated by them. So again, when an Islamo-fascist group tells you something that's definitive with a smile on their face, remember Al-Taqiyya. They're trying to propagandize to make sure that they're deceiving the non-believer so that they can advance the cause of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything with a grain of salt until it's triple verified from this point on.
So let's just establish a fact here at the moment. Joe Biden and Jill Biden are, what, vacationing again in Delaware?
Yeah, they're back and forth to their compound more times than people pacing back and forth in a room.
Now, this is going on, correct me if I'm wrong, while there are upwards to 1,600 people being held literally hostage because they won't let them get in the planes that are up there, the six planes, and take off for wherever it is that they're headed. I guess they were headed to Qatar, but the Taliban won't let them take off.
Yeah, and this is tantamount to holding hostages. You know, and we talked about this last week. If the thought of 1979 and the hostage situation in Iran is kind of wafting through your brain, you wouldn't be far off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and I mentioned this last week, the Islamo-fascists, they are very big on symbolism and they're very mm-hmm. big on anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can get their hands on Americans before 9/11,
mm-hmm.
they're going to do it. And you're going to see them on television. And you're going to see them paraded around as guests.
Yep.
Until the U.S. says they're not going to recognize the Taliban as a legitimate government over there. And then they're going to turn into hostages.
Yep.
And they're going to use them as leverage chips.
And they're going to start killing them.
Absolutely. Well, if ISIS gets a hold of them, you're damn skippy. They're going to start. You'll see executions.
Yep.
The Taliban will hold them.
Yep.
And what they're going to do to them in captivity, God only knows.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know that Joe Biden lies. We all know this. And he also doesn't care by what we're seeing lately. Because the most recent example was his chaotic exit from Afghanistan when he promised that we would remain until every American was out. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. He was very specific about that.
He lied. And we left, hundreds. We left thousands stranded, as we now know. Thousands. Because we know where there's 1,600 in one place. American citizens. Doesn't matter if they're naturalized and live here, were born here or not. American citizens with dual citizenship. And he looked at his watch during the transfer of the bodies of the 13 U.S. service members at Dover. I'm still mad about that one, who were killed in that suicide bombing. That's his fault. He allowed that to happen during the evacuation process, and he doesn't even care.
Yeah, this is not only an apathetic administration. Now, I'm not saying that's for the apparatus underneath him. I think they're conniving. But the people on the face, there's an arrogance and a non-empathy that emanates from these people that is just sickening. And when we start talking about the truth, boy, this administration has a huge problem with telling the truth. And that goes for the apparatus underneath him. And we've already established the apparatus underneath him is pretty much Obama 2.0.
Obama 2.0, yep. Mm-hmm. And it's not dementia. It's not dementia either, Frank.
Well,
I
do believe that he's got cognitive issues, mm-hmm. but he's been lying most of his career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned off break, the guy said he marched with Martin Luther King and he voted for the Civil Rights Act and the Great Society.
The Great Society.
You know, he did none of these things.
Nope, he voted against it.
You know, yeah, he did none of these things. So he's an embellisher. He's a professional, lifelong politician who says whatever he needs to say at the moment to get accolades and support. He's got a very big problem with the truth. But this whole apparatus has a problem with the truth. Remember, hey, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Yep.
You know, the fascist left that is in control now, make no mistake, they're fascist pushing a globalist Marxist agenda. Is what that is. When you get into the raw definitions of fascism and Marxism, it's red flag city all over this administration.
Okay.
They will say anything that they need to say in order to achieve their goals. And most of the time, it's vested in non-truths.
Okay, let's take a real quick call here from Bagam and Bob. Okay, what's your question?
Hello, Captain. Well, President Worthless might as well just stay on staycation rather than vacation. And the other thing I had to say was we got to support that Northern Alliance as much as we can because it gives us a wedge into Afghanistan, and I don't know if we can send them any more weapons or not. And
do you know who Charlie Wilson is?
No.
You didn't watch the movie Charlie Wilson's War? Okay, this is a Charlie Wilson event. They're getting supplied, but they're getting supplied a la Charlie Wilson, right, Frank?
Yeah, things are coming underneath the radar.
Yeah.
But are they getting supplied with stuff to good quality stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, they're getting U.S. stuff.
You bet.
So yeah.
All right. Well, Bob, we're going to break here. Unless are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'll see you Tuesday again.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Great. We'll look forward to seeing you on Tuesday at Mission Barbecue. Now, Frank, I saw MREPS. I saw some of the armored, what the hell do they call them? They're the, doggone it, can't think of it now, the Marines use them. They're like a small,
Humvees. The Humvees?
No, they're more than a Humvee. They're like a tank, a small tank with a small a howitzer on them. I saw them, I'll think of it in a minute during the break, but I saw them being used up on top of the mountaintop. They were on the hilltop firing down in the valley. And I'm telling you, and hold on, Frank, I'm telling you, folks, these people down in the valley, they weren't getting suiting too fancy with that, with what was going on coming down their way. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of lost souls linked to Hurricane Ida has now exceeded 60 as recovery efforts continue. Over 550,000 people in Louisiana remained without power overnight. Many are saying in the media the harshness of Hurricane Ida is due to climate change. It should be noted late August through September is the peak of hurricane season. Arizona State Senator Republican Wendy Rogers has called for an audit of the 2020 elections in all states ahead of the upcoming results of the Arizona audit. In a series of tweets Sunday, Rogers said the results of the Arizona audit would soon be released despite recent delays. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he tells Fox News on Sunday, Americans and Afghan interpreters remain stuck in Afghanistan.
Hundreds of American citizens left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan as I speak, and also very sadly, the interpreters.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark, and he was on last night with the big old monster cast of Armed American Radio. And by the way, he's on many of these same stations, and he'll be on again today with his Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Everglades Equipment Group, there are four stores within the sound of my voice in the great state of Florida. If you know where one is, check them out today because they have reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And by the way, got a green thumb? Tell you what, here's a big surprise. You probably didn't know it if you haven't been there. You need some shrubs. Maybe you need a tree. Maybe you want to order a fruit tree to plant in your yard or something like that. Need a little fertilizer. Need a little turf. Need a little grass. Need a little sod. Whatever the deal might happen to be, fertilizer too. They got all of the above, plus the tools to go ahead and work with it. By the way, you need a lawnmower? Oh, yeah, they got those self-propelled and the push mowers. Yep. Uh-huh. And if you need a little garden tractor, with about a 36-inch cut on it, 42-inch cut, got that. If you need something a little bigger with one of the 60-inch cuts, you got something bigger to cut, they got that too with a bigger tractor, and onwards and upwards you go. And don't forget, you need a backhoe, they got that too. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Sir.
Mr. Captain.
Thank you for sticking around.
Absolutely.
Now, where to go?
I'm still going to go back here with Biden and company and this lion, okay? We left hundreds of people, they say, stranded. I'm telling you it's thousands because we know of 1,600 at that airport up there in Mazar-i-Sharif, the 260 miles north of Kabul. We know about that. So that's just for openers. And I'm assuming there's more elsewhere. And we also...
And remember that the White House chief of staff came out and said, you know, some of them just, they want to stay.
I'm going to say something I shouldn't say, but I'm going to abbreviate it. B.S. B.S.
Absolutely.
Good God. What a dope.
That's how blatantly this administration doesn't care about the truth.
Nobody in their right mind.
Yeah, who would sit there and go, oh, you mean I can escape the Taliban and the beheading that's coming my way? Nah, I think I'm going to stay for maybe the falafels.
Or the Al-Qaeda group that's there, or ISIS, or the Al-Haqqani network. They'll do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so this guy took to the airwaves and blatantly said, aside from saying that there was just 100, maybe 125, but it's about 100. And many of them just want to stay. Does anybody believe that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And by the way, Frank, I was at a gun show over the weekend in Largo. It was a very good group that was there. Saw a lot of people, and thanks for stopping by and saying howdy, howdy to me. But the fact of the matter is, Frank, Democrats, okay, again, and I've heard it a couple times before, but this time they are hot. They are furious over Joe Biden has done, trying to blame Donald Trump for all this stuff. But Donald Trump isn't the one that left these people behind, Joe, you fool. We never leave anybody behind. Never.
Yeah, that has been our motto, for lack of a better word, since the beginning, is you never leave anybody behind.
It's part of our mission. It's part of our mission.
Yeah. And you've got people are saying he's trying to lay this at Trump's feet, saying, you know, well, the agreement was in place. There's nothing we could do about it. We had to stay there. We had to do one. That's just kind of a lie because there were conditions that were supposed to be met that the Taliban didn't meet.
Correct.
But two, what has Biden actually honored that Trump put into place in the first place? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's overturned everything Trump has ever done. So why all of a sudden is this thing so sacrosanct?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's because he wanted to hang this on Trump because he didn't have a plan. Remember this during the campaign? You have to have a plan.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan. We have a plan. They have no plan.
No.
How many times did we hear that from him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he had no plan.
No.
And he proved he had no plan. So what does he do? He tries to scapegoat somebody who had nothing to do with it. And he changes course on negating everything that Trump did in order to cover his ass.
Well, for those of us that have paid attention over the years, the man is a pathological liar.
Yep.
Okay? And they can blame it all they want on his dementia, but I'm not even going to go there. Okay? Dementia, you just wouldn't remember what you did or how you did it. He's actually lying about the stuff that he says he did.
You know, it's so reflex for him that the dementia doesn't really enter into it. He's been doing it all of his political life, so it's second nature. It's what he would do whether he could remember or whether he couldn't remember.
Yeah. Now,
you know, that's how ingrained it is in him.
Now, Larry Elder, I want to switch gears here and go to California while we got a chance to do it. Larry Elder is a talk show host, of course. He's heard on the Salem Radio Network when he's doing the show that he has, the Larry Elder Show, running for governor of California. Right now, he is a leader, so to speak, in the clubhouse, because if the election was the current polling and whatnot is anywhere near accurate, the likely winner is going to be Larry Elder, especially if they vote, number one, to get rid of the current governor, Gavin Newsom, and number two, vote to put him in. That's all, you know, like a 1-2 combination punch there. And Kamala is going to be campaigning with Mr. Gavin Newsom, and I understand Elizabeth Warren was there over the weekend campaigning for Gavin Newsom. Well, isn't that just ducky?
Maybe she was doing a rain dance being Pocahontas.
Trying to make it rain? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. now, Harris is from California, so she might have some sway, but she's done such a dismal job as vice president, and she was not a good attorney general in California. So I don't know how much weight she's going to have. Now, there's reports coming out that there's heavy early turnout in the recall election from up in the Frisco area. Mm-hmm. But that's where Newsom came from as a mayor of San Francisco.
Yep.
So that's to be expected. You know, and that's probably going to be his place. Mm-hmm. That's not enough. Mm-mm. And the fact that Elder is talking about replacing Feinstein with a Republican should actually just supercharge the Republican voters in Orange County,
yeah,
and throughout the more rural areas of California,
yep,
to combat Los Angeles and Sacramento and San Francisco and Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the other thing that's going to help Larry Elder is the fact that California has the highest poverty rate in the country. It's the residents where more than half of the nation's homeless population lives. And, oh, by the way, if you steal less than $950, it's considered a misdemeanor. And the police just won't arrest you. So go grab that $950 out of your Walmart, and you're just safe.
Yeah, and this is something that clear-thinking Democrats in California are just not going to tolerate anymore.
Yeah.
There may be a very small faction of very loud-mouthed people saying mm-hmm. defund the police, but that's not the mainstream sentiment anywhere in the United States.
No.
It's a fringe sentiment. So to people in California, you want to make a
yep.
difference, you need to show up, and you need to get some sanity back in yep. Back in Sacramento.
And California has the highest income tax rates in the country. You know why, Frank?
Because they're so far in debt.
No, it's because the businesses are leaving in droves, and there's no state income base for them anymore. So who's going to get taxed? The people that are left. Hello, California.
Yeah, they're going to get crushed. And the one thing that Sacramento and the legislator in Sacramento hasn't figured out yet is that when you tax people to death and they have the option to leave, they're going to leave. Illinois is learning the same thing. New York is learning the same thing. You can't tax your people to where they don't get to keep the fruits of their labors.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You're creating a slave class.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, we really need to have an honest debate about taxation, both federally and in all the states, because it's out of control. The spending our government is doing federally and on the state levels in many states, Florida's better than most, so is Texas. But in most of these blue states, the spending is out of control. Government is executing way beyond their purview. They
yep.
shouldn't be doing 90% of the things that they're doing, yet they just keep passing legislation to spend, spend, spend.
Well, we have the balance.
We've got to make a change.
We have the balanced budget law here, so that's why we have to do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole country should have it.
Exactly, starting with the federal government. All right, Frank, well, thank
yep.
you very much for sticking around, and I look forward to talking to you on Friday.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out, check out his podcast. You'll like what you hear. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch final segment here. My sports zone quarterback guy, Patrick Hyland, waiting in the wings. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old nine-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter, Douglas Steeler, and Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback. It would be none other than Mr. Patrick Hyland. Uh-oh. They came out to applaud you again.
All right, Captain Matt Bruce, good morning, and good morning, America.
That's that, too, especially on this channel.
You betcha, man. You betcha.
Hey, listen. They played a little football last night, did they?
Man, Florida State, Notre Dame, what a game. Notre Dame wins in overtime, 41-38. Unbelievable game, Captain.
Well, Willie gave it a shot, okay, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know, it was just a great game. They were down 38, you know, to 20 at one time, and they came back roaring, and what a game. What a game by Florida State to get back into it. But Notre Dame finds a way. Very unique ending in the first, in the overtime, Captain. McKenzie, who played at UCF, who had the tragic leg injury, he hadn't played in over 2.5 years. Unbelievable, man. Comes out and plays, you know, there in the fourth quarter to get the team inspired and in overtime. And what happens is, it's a weird play, Captain. It was a Tom Brady play for everybody out there listening who watched it. He went back to pass, and he went to throw it, and then he stopped, and then he fumbled it and fell on it. But that put him on a 50-yard field goal. Well, the key comes on for Florida State and makes the 50-yard field goal. The coach calls timeout for Florida State, saying, as he's kicking it, saying, whoa, I want to review that, but that's not a fumble, that's an incomplete pass. So the kid's sitting there for about 5 minutes as they're reviewing this after he already just made the 50-yarder, Captain. They move the ball up over 15 yards where the fumble occurred and said it was an incomplete pass, and then he hooks the kick. And then Notre Dame comes onto the field, runs a couple plays up the middle. Kid comes on, kicks it just inside the left bar, and they win 41-38 in one heck of a game. And tonight we have Ole Miss playing Louisville, so that could be a real good game also. Stud quarterback for Louisville, and a great quarterback for Notre Dame. The kid transferred from Wisconsin, came down there and did a fantastic job.
How about for the new listeners up in Montana, how about that Montana-Washington game?
Yeah, Montana upsets Washington. People can't believe it. And to all the people up in Montana, congratulations. A lot of good football is starting to happen out there in the Mountain West and up there in the, you know, Canadian border range. And people don't realize a lot of good football all over this country. The SEC is the strongest, but there's other teams up there that can play and a lot of other great athletes around there. So
I'm
very,
sure.
Very interesting.
Okay, well, there's a story that came out about Tom Brady back after the Super Bowl win and right after the boat parade thing that they did, that he came down with COVID. And apparently the treatment was the cocktail that they like to give him, and he got over it pretty quick.
Yep. You know, there was a big party in Tampa Bay. You know, Tom Brady was on a boat and traveling all over Tampa, and I'm sure he caught it just like you catch the flu. And, you know, he stayed at home and beat it. And, nobody was any wiser or knew any different about it. So, no, it's just a terrible, virus we have going on right now. We just got to find a way to beat it and move on and get back to normalcy in this great country of ours. And, you know, that's what this is all about. I just want everybody to remember this week, and especially Saturday, September 11th, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be, and a lot of things to be said. We'll talk about that on Friday, you and I, to say.
Yeah, well, I'll be all over the place. And by the way, Friday during the day at lunch, I'm going to be over at the Bel Air Country Club for the Bel Air Women's Republican Club Remembrance lunch. It's all sold out.
Nice.
Otherwise, I'd invite everybody to come see it, but it's all sold out.
Good.
There are no more seats, unfortunately. But I'm going to be speaking there as well as some of our other friends. It's honoring the first responders and the victims, some of them that live in the area of September 11th there. So it's something that everybody will remember.
Amen, Captain. It's always something we always have to be cognizant of and don't forget. And freedom isn't free.
Yeah. All right.
NASCAR. Denny Hamlin did a heck of a job.
NASCAR, turn left, go fast.
Yeah, man. Denny Hamlin, you know, won the Southern 500. Congratulations to him. And, it's going to be a good NASCAR season this year. I'm looking forward to it as it finishes up the year. And I know a lot of other people are also. College football being full gear, and Also on Friday, we'll talk about the first NFL game of the year.
We're talking baseball.
Good old baseball. Yeah, I mean, we're getting into the playoff run now.
That's right.
It's going to be very tight there to the bitter end. 162 games, boy, Captain, and then it comes down to just a few. They should be playing.
Yeah, what did they play last year? 70?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people like that, you know, so very interesting. A lot of people have a different opinion on how many games they should play in baseball.
Well, I think they should go back. I think they should go back to 154.
Yeah, I think.
Or 148, because then you're not playing baseball until Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying here?
Exactly. I do. That's a great point. That very good point. Well, man, I appreciate you. You can see my time is up, sir. So God bless you. And the audience, everybody be safe this Labor Day. Have a nice day off for the people who are off and the people working. We appreciate you. God bless.
Everybody. All right.
You also.
We'll talk to you on Friday, my friend. See you Tuesday or no?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll talk to you on Friday. Okay, all right. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, of course, Patrick Hyland does something else in real life, and he's about to tell you right here what it is that he does in real life. So
here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Alrighty, and don't forget, the Sports Zone is the program that he hosts, and they've got a Facebook page, by the way. Go over to the Facebook page for the Sports Zone and like the page and follow it. I'm sure you're going to like what you see over there. Now, in the meantime, I kind of went after Joe Biden pretty tough tonight. I'm not apologizing for it. He deserves every last minute of it. But I'll tell you, I don't know why this guy gets away with all the stuff he gets away with and nobody's finding any fault with him. But I will say this much. Right now, his party, his political party, is starting to say, whoa, time out, hold it a second here. This isn't what we signed up for. Joe Biden, you're going to cost us the midterms. And if the election were to be held today, I would say he would lose 10 seats in the House and 3 or 4 seats in the Senate as of today. That number could be higher in 2 years or it could be lower. But in either case, I believe that the Republicans will come up on top and take back control of the House and or the Senate, one or the other or both, just enough to stop the Biden freight train from stealing our country from out from underneath us. And if we can keep Joe Manchin in the fold and little Kristen Cinema or whatever her name is, Cinema, over there in Arizona in the fold, then we'll be fine. We'll see what happens. But I'll be back tonight. By the way, catch you today. Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, noon to 3. Moss Nissan, today, noon to 3. For the rest of you, I'll see you all tonight on a video. Don't go anywhere.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.